Okay, we are on Dalam and Aleph. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down from the top. Tum Tum Fai Dragonus. So the... Okay, so just to clarify, just defining our terms Tum Tum and Dragonus. So Tum Tum is an individual whose gender is somewhat unknown, right, because their sex organs are covered up in a certain way, and androgynous is someone who has both. Okay, so that's just how what we're dealing with in each case. So we had said before that Tum Tum and androgynous are both pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. So Tanu Rabbanan Zachor Lahotzias Hanashim Zachorcha Lahotzi Tum Tum Vadragonus. It says Ye'ek Ko Zachorcha. You should see all of your males. So I could have just said Ye'ra'eh Kol Zachor. I could have just said we'll see all males. Why Zachor? So in fact, it says if it would have just said Ye'ra'eh Kol Zachor, so that would have told me men, not women. But the fact that it says Zachor Ha, which is extra, the extra Ha, so that comes to teach me Lahotzi Tum Tum Vadragonus. So that means not only is it males, but also that Tum Tum Vadragonus and not women, but Tum Tum Vadragonus are also excluded. So Kol Zuchorcha, the rabbi says, Akatanim, and Kol Zuchorcha means to exclude even young children. So, I have to see why I need to exclude young children. We'll see as we move along. So, Amamar, Zachor Lahotzias Hanashim. So, you want to say Zachor is to exempt women. Halam Likra. What do I need a pasuk for? Michti, Mitzvah, Seishas Mangramahu. Vechal Mitzvah, Seishas Mangramah, Nashim Beturos. Right? The mitzvah of Aliyah Rayal is a positive time-bound mitzvah, right? It's only happening at a specific time of year, etc. So there is, as a mitzvah sasei, something positive to go to the Beis Hamikdash and bring a korban, etc. So if that's true, I don't need a pasuk to exclude the women. I know anyways, it's a positive time-bound mitzvah. So just like a woman doesn't have to pick up a lulav, so a woman wouldn't have to do the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. So, okay, so answer the Gemara. Itzrich, no, I do need to specifically exclude, I need a specific limud to say that a woman's not chayev. Why or not chayev? It's because, sachat ad l'chamina, I would have thought, nelef re'iyah re'iyah mehakel. Learn out the two re'iyahs, right? We mentioned this last time, a while back, right? That we learn out some of the halachos of Hakel from the halachos of the mitzvah of Re'iyah from the halachos of Hakel. We also talk about our responsibility of being seen at Hakel. So just like Ma'ala Halan and Nashim Chayavos, right there it says Anashim Nashim V'taf. And this is men, women, and children. So I would have thought to include women there. So Afkan Nashim Chayavos. I would have thought here also women would be Chayavos to come Kamash Holon. The fact that it says Yireh Kol Zachor. Right, so it comes to specifically exclude women. I need a specific pasuk. Okay, so Amar Mar Zechurcha.
Hakel has a. This is Ria.
Yeah, that's what we said. We looked at it before. It says, "Vivol Kol Yisrael Leros." Right, that was part of the pasuk there in Hakel. So we use that you know, on Yom Aleph. That's how we learn how to some of those deen that were the same. Okay. So Amar Mar Zechorcha Lahotzi Tum Tum V'Androgynos. So Zechorcha, we said right, is to exclude the Tum Tum and the Androgynos. So Bishlam Androgynos Itzrich. I understand when it comes to the Androgynos who has both, is both male and female in a certain sense. So since the individual has, in a certain sense, element of them which is male, so the chayiv. So I might have thought to be to mechayiv them. Come ashulon, right? Come on. The come ashulon the brief in asmahu, right? So I would have thought, you know, like it's almost like a chatzi of a chatzi ben chorin, right? So maybe the androgynous is like a half. In a certain sense, somewhat male, somewhat female. So therefore, I would have thought to be mechayev it because they, if a man's chayev, so someone who has an element of being a male should be chayev in the mitzvah also. So kamash malan, they're bir b'nei atzma. So it turns out, zechorcha comes to exclude them, meaning that they're not really partially male. They're really their own kind of status. This idea known as androgynous. But ela tumtum, but when it comes to a tumtum, so this person who has no, you can't see it at all, male or female. So sveikahu. So it's very interesting that the Gemara considers androgynous have like partially male, partially female, but tumtum is just a suffix. We just don't know what it is. You could have argued that both are suffix, right? You could have said such a thing. So when it comes to tumtum, it's a suffix. So, and why do I need a pasuk to include a suffix? Okay. So Amar Abaye, kishe beitzav mibachutz. The reason. You're right, really there should be a suffix, total suffix. But here, why do I, if you look at Rashi for a second, when Rashi says, asa kralim ute sveka, it's like 8 lines down in the skinny lines in Rashi. So, bit me, it's a question, right? Lama likra, mehecha tesi lan lichiyuve. Why would I have a havimina even to include someone in a chiyuv if we don't even know, right, if they're a man at all? You could have argued the opposite, right? You could have said something derisa l'chumra. Right? We're not sure, and it's a said derisa, so you would have thought mechayev. It's very interesting, but Rashi and the Gemara seems to be clear that the fact that the person has a din of suffix, would be reason to include them. It's also interesting if you look at Tosfos on the left side, the third Tosfos down, Ella tumtum sveikahu. Va'afagavda androgynous nami sveku, right? And even though androgynous is also a suffix, afilachi mechayve mitam nikta zechurcha kedam mishas, right? So you would have, we sort of the question we asked. Androgynous is also kind of a suffix, and nevertheless, there's at least a half a minute to mechayve them because of this past this element of zachrus of male that exists in them. Ela tumtum hol v'nashim b'tiros. So like it's almost like because you meaning when you have an element of zachar of male that exists within the individual, so you already the quote suffix is clear, right? You kind of know that there's an element of male here. Tumtum, you don't know if there's any element to the person being a male. So therefore, once that happens, so now that's a concern. Well, so maybe they're, but now they're really, maybe really not be man. And if that's true, then how can they come bring a korban in the Azara as an assumption that they're a man, but it comes to turn out they're not a man at all, as opposed to an androgynous, which has for sure an element of both. So that's sort of the, distinction here, which is still hard to understand, but the point being that it's almost like, and that's what the Gemara calls androgynous bria fnei atzmo, because there's like a for sure element of male and for sure element of female existing in the androgynous, as opposed to tumtum, we just don't know. And we'll be, totally one or the other. So that's part of why the suffix here is more significant. But the point being, let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara asked, why do I need a pasuk to include a suffix? So the tumtum sam rabbiya kisha beitzav mibachutz. The case is where the scenario is that what makes this individual a tumtum is that the genitalia is inside the body or somewhat covered up by a membrane or something. So here, not the entire genitalia is covered up, right? So the testicles would be revealed. So it's not really unclear. That's the scenario we're talking about. The person is, again, much more clearly a man, or has, male elements, but it's just not totally revealed, so they still have the status of tumtum. But we're not really not sure what they are. Okay. But the point being, and that's the reason why we even need a pasuk, a drasha to tell me that they're excluded. But otherwise, I wouldn't even need a pasuk to exclude them. Fine. Continues the Gemara. Right, so if you look at Rashi, just kishah beitzav mibachutz. So Rashi says el shagid tamun, but the other part of the genitalia is covered. To have vade zacharu, this person is really a male. Hilkach itzer chol mutates. Nevertheless, by the way, they're excluded because they're not. You can't see fully the fact that they're male. But the point is that really that you'd say I know that they're really male, and that's why you need a pasuk to exclude them. Otherwise, fine. So let's go back into the Gemara. So it says the Gemara Amar Mar, Kor Zuchurcha LeRabos Esaktan. So we also say Kor Zuchurcha. Rabbi Zachor Zuchurcha Kor Zuchurcha. So Kor Zuchurcha is to include children. He already said it. The Mishnah said beferish. The Mishnah said the exclusion of cheresh, shote, and katan. So then you added tumtum and androgynous. What I need is the kol zuhorcha to exclude katanim also. We already excluded katanim. We said clearly the Mishnah we're excluding katan. So amrabaya lokasha. Kan bekatan shegi lachinach. Kan bekatan shalo gi lachinach. Okay? So Rabbi says, no problem. When I said already before that we're excluding Ketanim, so that was excluding Ketanim who were even Higi Lachinuch. And now we're excluding Ketanim. Sorry, that we're not Higi Lachinuch, that we're not old enough to really know what's going on to be able to be teaching them something. But now this second drasha here comes to exclude even Ketanim that are Higi Lachinuch. That even they, these children who are old enough, they can learn something. So even them are excluded. So what? Why?
Doesn't the language "rabos" mean to include, not to exclude? "Rabos ektanim" mean to include ektanim.
That's a good question.
Including the ones that gil achinuch and you're excluding the ones who didn't.
Amar kol zuhorcha l'rabos esaktanim. Are you saying before the language is? Yeah, very good.
"Rabos esaktanim" as opposed to exclude. What "rabos" means to include.
Because until now, yes, very good. Because until now we said lahotzi esanashim. Lahotzi, yeah, and the language before was lahotzi. Yes, very good, excellent, thank you. Yes, that's correct. So, very good. Right, so kol zuhorcha comes to include katanim. Very good. So, so the Gemara's kash is very good. Thank you. So the Gemara's kash is va'atan chut mecher shel katanim. It's a stira. Thank you. It's a contradiction. If until now you were telling me chut mecher shel katanim, meaning you excluded katanim, how are you now coming? Thank you very much, Yuri. How are you telling me now to include katanim? So the answer is no kasha. That was children that are not higi lechinuch, meaning those children who are, right? So kan bekatan shegi lechinuch, kan bekatan shlo higi lechinuch. Meaning those who were not higi, meaning when we excluded them, we're excluding those who are not higi lechinuch. We're coming to include now those that are. Okay. So meaning the bottom line being, we want to make sure we include the children who are appropriate age to be included because they can learn something. So the Gemara says, "Katan shegi lechinuch, derabanan hi." Right, meaning a child who's a gi lechinuch is chayv midrabanan in a certain sense, right? Or it could be they have a chiyuv derabanan, or we have a chiyuv midrabanan to include them at the mitzvah of chinuch, but they're already included. So the Gemara says, "Ein achanami across machtavam." Okay, so you're right, and if that's true, then the pasuk is really just an asmachta, right? It's not really teaching me a real drasha. So if that's true. Meaning that that ketanim, children who are gil lechinuch, have a chiyuv midrabanan anyways to be included in mitzvos and all mitzvos, right? The appropriate age for that mitzvah, they are included. So the alakrala mayasas, the money the pasuk for. Because then I already know that children who are gil lechinuch are included in the mitzvah midrabanan to be, so we can be machanech them appropriately in mitzvos. So the answer is likid da acherim, like the acherim. Why? Desanya, because we've seen a brisa, acherim omrim. Hamakametz v'amitzareth nechoshes v'abursi peturin minariya. Individuals involved in particular professions that make them smell very terrible. Hamakametz is a person who literally takes dog excrement and by hand and uses it in the tanning process. Hamitzareth nechoshes is a person who smelts copper ore, and abursi is a person who works in the tannery, tanning leather. So all these people, and the Mekametz is actually the reason they're scooping up excrement is to use it in the tanning process, like working together with the Borsi probably. But all these people are Betur and Minariya. Why? Mishum Shenamar Ko Zuhurcha. Mishiyach Olalos Im Ko Zuhurcha. Ko Zuhurcha is someone who could be around other people. Right? Yatsu Elu She'enon Re'uyi Nalos Im Ko Zuhurcha. With the exclusion of these people who are not able to do so because the smell that comes from them is so horrible that other people cannot be around them, and therefore they are excluded. So the bottom line is that Kol Zechorcha L'Rabbos as a Ketanim is rejected, because we already have a mitzvah d'Rabbanon to include Ketanim who are Yilachinah. Chutz Mecher Shaz B'Katam is to exclude children who are not even Yilachinah. So this pasuk of Kol Zechorcha comes to include or comes to exclude these individuals who smell so terrible that they're not able to join everybody else.
For all time, right?
Well, so it's a great question. So look at Rashi about Mitzarif Nechoshes. Rashi says Shemitzarfo b'makom shachofin oso min hakarka, right, that they work on the copper at the place where they dig it out of the ground. It sounds like a mine, right? Something like that, right? Kid Mefarish Mesechas Ksubis v'chol elu reichan ra ve'in yichon lalos im chavreim. These people, they smell so terrible that they're not able to go up with their friends. But the Arbi Shonim that assume that if they would clean themselves and to an extent that they're able to smell normal, they would be chayav to go. But there are others who say no. I mean, which would be an interesting thing to say or make sense. The only problem is that if they could clean themselves to the extent that, and that's really practical, they clean themselves to the extent where they can go up, be with everybody else, what would you say? They would chayav to clean themselves, right? That's what you just said, right? So some of the Farshim say no. They say no, that really it's that someone who works in this type of field, it smells like in their skin. Like it's the smell is so strong that they can't really get it off. Right? In which case, they're potter from going up because they just can't be expected to cause this, you know, tsar for everybody else to have them with them. I don't know if it's a din, like it's embarrassing for them. I don't think so. It seems to be more that it affects the other people who are around. But to me, that's a svara that makes a little more sense because it's something that they can't get rid of, right? If it's something someone could change their clothes, it'd be, I guess the other way to say it is that the assumption being that even to get rid of the smell would be a very extreme measure. It would require lots and lots of tircha to get it done, in which case maybe you argue that they're not required to go to such extreme measures, maybe. But otherwise, how the Gemara has the last exclusion is Kol Zechorcha to exclude these individuals. Okay. All right. So let's keep going here. Nashim va'avodim she'enim mishuchar. So again, we excluded women. We excluded people who have eved kanani who have not been freed. So bishlam and nashim kid amrin. We already explained the reason why women are not chayavos in mitzvah ria, because either you want to say she's a grandma. But I would have had a havamina to make a limud from the mitzvah of haka. Ela avadim inela, but how do I know, right? Why would I ever think in a certain sense, or let's say why are not avadim being excluded? So amra funa amakra al panei ha'adon Hashem, because you're going to before the face of the master Hashem. Misha ein lo ela adonecha. So that's not going to work for an Eved, because an Eved has, Hashem is not his only Adon, he has two Adons. And therefore, maybe it's Ha'adon, is the Adon, the only Adon, right? So you have to understand how that pasuk teaching me that, right? But maybe Ha'adon is like the only Adon. And therefore, Yatazeh, who has another Adon. Fine. But the Gemara has a problem. That it should be bothering you. Halamali kara michli kol mitzvah sheyisha chayav espa evin chayav ba kol mitzvah sheina yisha chayav espa and evin chayav ba the gamar la la miisha. So we have a drasha. What's the drasha? Look at Rashi. La la miisha. It's about 7 or 8 lines up from the bottom of the Rashi's. K'siv hachav because of la. Right, wait, because of la. Here it's talking about a get given to a woman, I believe. Because of la sefer krisus. When it comes to freeing a shivcha kananis, so it says, "Ochu pasha lo nasan la." Right, her freedom was not written to her. Okay, so the language of that which is written to, right, have a man and woman get divorced, that he writes a get to her law, in order to free a slave, also, you write, the chupasa was given to her. So the lala, so just like a woman has this status, so too an eved has the same status. And being that they're, that again, these two things are talking about how they are, in a certain sense, freed from their marriage or freed from their avdos. But the point is that we make a comparison to the two of them, that we learn la la mi isha, from the isha to the eved. And that's how we know our rule, that an eved kanani is chayiv in mitzvos the same way that women are chayavos in mitzvos. And that he is a response, even a male eved kanani is only chayiv in mitzvos that are, meaning basically is excluded from mitzvos eishes man garama. That's the point. So it's sort of the same question that we started with the case of the women. If women are included in mitzvah shezman grama, why do I have a havamina to include them in mitzvah riyah? Same thing here. If an eved is excluded from the same mitzvah shezman grama, why would an eved be included in the mitzvah of riyah? Okay. So I'm Ravina. You're right. The reason we're even talking about this is for a scenario of a person who is half Eved and half a free person. They've been half, we mentioned this type of individual before on Beis Hamikdash, right? Who has sort of been half freed.
This is before we learn.
Oh, we're going to get there right now. We're going to talk about that right now. Yes, we're going to get there. The Mishnah Achron. We're going to get there right now, yeah. So Ravina says that that's needed for someone who's half Eved, half Ben Chor. Meaning that such an individual, I would have had to have Amina because they have an element of Ben Chorin in them, right? They have an element of a free person, and they have an element of Chiyuv, of Ri'iyah. And therefore, comes the mission to say, even this individual, who's half Eved, half Ben Chorin, is also excluded from the mitzvah of Ri'iyah. So Daikanab, the Katana, can see it also. Another person that says, Noshim Vavadim She'enim B'Shecharim. Right, the mission itself says, right, Nashim, women, and Avadim, they are not freed. My She'enim Mishukharim, what are you telling me that they're not freed? But they just say Eved. Ile Mesh'enim Mishukharim Klal, if you're saying they're not freed at all, listen, Avadim Stamat, then just say an Eved, right? The exclusion of a woman and an Eved. El Alav She'enim Mishukharim Lagamre, right? So it must be that this is an Eved who's not totally free. They're mishukhara, but not totally mishukhara. Mind you, mishachetz eved chetz min chorin, shema mina. So I come to tell you that when you include the language of chatz, you know, women and avadim she'ena mishukharim, what are you telling me that for? What you're trying to say to me is that this must be a person who's not fully free, and that's you coming to exclude that even though they might have an element of a free person in them, nevertheless, they also have the element of having another adon, and that's why they're not. That's why they're going to be excluded, anyways. Even though someone who's a full eved would automatically be excluded because their halachic status in terms of the mitzvah they're required to do are the same as women. Okay. Fine. Let's just read a couple more lines, and then we'll. So Tanu Rabbanan, Rigalim. Right, so we talked before, and this we're going to see. We actually mentioned these gemaras before earlier. Right, regalim prat labalei kavin. Right, so it says shalosh regalim. You have to come up three times, but the language of times is the language of regalim, which implies a foot or a leg. So it comes to exclude someone who's a labalei kavin, people who have prosthesis on their leg. So davar acher regalim. Oh, sorry. You know what? Before we go on to this, let's make one other point. Look at Rashi. We just said we're excluding the avadim that are half eved, half ben chorin. So take a look at Rashi. Rashi writes lo nitzricha. It's about six lines up in Rashi. Mihu lemishna achrona hol biyadenu lakofes rabo chayev de ein lo ella adon echad. So we mentioned before that even Rabbi Akiva, I think it was Rabbi Akiva, right, had agreed on this idea. Oh, sorry, Basila. That someone's a half Eved, half Ben Chorin, that we have a responsibility to free them right away. We force that the master to free that person right away, because you just put them in limbo. They can't get married. What do you want from them? So we said. So Rashi points out we've read through this whole song and dance and how an Eved that's a half. The whole purpose of the mission is to tell me Eved who's half Eved, half Ben Chorin, that they're excluded from Riyah. But Rashi points out, just a reminder, you know, just a reminder, guys, that this is not possible. Right? This person won't ever really be excluded from the mitzvah of Riyah. Why? Because we said before that we, that at least according to the Mishnah Corona, that there is this responsibility to free him. So if there's responsibility to free him, so he's going to have a chiyuv to do the mitzvah anyways. But then he's only going to have Adon Echad. Once he has Adon Echad, then he's chayav the mitzvahs. So Rashi just points out, right, like just kind of reminding us, if you remember back to Beis Amin Beis, so we had this conversation then, and you shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that the Gemara has changed its mind, has not changed its mind, and still all this conversation is before this, quote, Mishnah Achrona, which changed that you know, changed the policy in a certain sense. So that's a reminder that Rashi puts in, that this conversation about half Abba, half Ben Chorin is only according to the Mishnah Rishona, but according to the Mishnah Achrona, which we had mentioned on Beis Amin Beis, there would still be this person would be half Ben Chor would be freed automatically, in which case he would be Chayav Mitzvah Riyah, and we will stop.